And welcome to GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios. Joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas for this week's edition of Inside the Numbers. This segment brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119, located at 2685 Pelham Parkway. Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. All right, Mike, it's time for the full hour show of Inside the Numbers. And we're going to start things out with Missouri at 3-1, South Carolina 2-2. These are a couple of SEC East teams. They're going to be, it's basically the Battle of the Columbias because both schools are located in the city of Columbia, Columbia, South Carolina, Columbia, Missouri. Carolina, they're coming off a 14-point loss to Kentucky. One thing of note about the Kentucky-South Carolina game, Jake Bentley was trying to get out of the end zone to avert a safety, was tackled, and he fell on his knee pretty hard. He got banged up all the way around in Lexington, but that knee is kind of the biggest question for me, and I think there's a – it's iffy if he's going to play. South Carolina is going to come into this game really beat up overall, where Missouri has had an off week. Their last contest was a couple of weeks ago, had a home loss to Georgia, 43-29, and they had chances to stay in that football game.
They did, and they lost to Georgia by 14, but watching the game, it looked a lot closer up front, skill positions. Missouri, they were -2 in turnovers, and they got beat badly in special teams. South Carolina, they have two losses, but those were to good teams. Georgia and Kentucky, both are still unbeaten. That's their two losses. Both Missouri and South Carolina played Georgia at home. So when you compare the two, the Tigers lost by 14 at home to Georgia, and South Carolina lost by 24 at home to Georgia. Both teams had costly turnovers against the Bulldogs, and they both had really poor special team play.
They did, and as we said earlier, I thought Missouri was more in the game, quote-unquote, against Georgia. There were a few critical moments in the second half. Missouri could have just crawled right back in there and made that a three-point game. But, again, a costly turnover, poor special team play, put them more behind the eight ball, and they could never fully climb out of it. Against South Carolina, I thought Georgia took control of that game early, and that game was never in doubt. But the Missouri game, you just kept thinking, well, wait a second. If they make this play, this is going to be a close game. And despite their 3-1 record right now, Missouri's not getting much respect.
They're not. I think a lot of that has to do with they're from the SEC. There are plenty of SEC teams ranked. And if you look at the bottom part of the rankings, you have some Pac-12 teams and some other teams that – the pollsters feel like they need to get in there, but that'll all take care of itself. And as you and I were talking off the air, I think if Missouri gets this win, even though South Carolina's only 2-2, if they get this win, I think they will be ranked.
Yeah, I think they will be too. But despite that, right now, it looks like South Carolina is the favorite out in Vegas.
Yeah, South Carolina opened as a 2-point favorite. Some surprises some, but the Tigers have been solid against the point spread this year. Missouri's covered 10 of their last 13 games, so that means they're getting good value on the point spread. The last 6 years, South Carolina, they found a way to slow this tempo of Missouri. All six meetings between these schools stayed under. Another odd stat for this series is for the last six meetings, South Carolina scored exactly 31 points on Missouri. Just an odd quirk there. Tigers outgained Carolina in 2017. They outgained them in 2018, but they lost both games, and they lost both by double digits.
Number one, Alabama at Arkansas. This is a noon kickoff on ESPN. Tide's average score in Tuscaloosa's 53-15. Average score in the two games that they played on the road, 57-11. Sounds like you need to play them at home if you got a chance there. Chad Morris, this is his first year at Arkansas. Hogs are 1-4, about as low as you can go when you look at it. Their only win is over 1AA Ohio Valley Conference member Eastern Illinois.
Welcome to the SEC, Coach Morris. Hogs are 1-4, but statistically, they're almost twice as good as the 27 team in stopping the run. So I was surprised to see that. And I also saw some really good effort by the Arkansas players in the Texas A&M game especially. But this is another case where a coach comes into a program, he inherits players that simply don't fit his system, along with other examples of Willie Taggart, Scott Frost, Chip Kelly. So that's real important, and you've taught me that over the years. It's all about fit. Alabama, it's looking more and more like they're not going to be tested until a November trip to Baton Rouge, maybe Auburn, and potentially Georgia or someone from the East in the SEC championship game.
And as just after his second year, that's kind of the common MO for Alabama under Saban. If they can get by, they'll play one or two tough games. Ole Miss, of course, beat them a couple of years in a row. But if they can come out of that early season test that they usually have under Saban, if they can come out from under that, then they're, for lack of a better term, on cruise control until they get to the latter part of their season and take on LSU. When you look at this series, since 1992, when Arkansas came into the league, Bama has owned the Hogs. But under Saban, the Tide has taken that ownership to the extreme.
Yeah, it's a little surprising. They've won 11 straight over the Hogs, and Arkansas's last win was in 2006. The last seven meetings, all but one were decided by two touchdowns or more, so they weren't close, including back-to-back years where Alabama beat Arkansas 52-0 in 2012 and 2013. The Tide wins big here. I won't lay the five touchdowns on the road. I never do with Alabama or anyone else, just from a handicapping standpoint. Chad Morris, I'm not knocking the guy. I like his personality, but he needs to enjoy the SEC and Arkansas while he's there, because I don't think he'll see past year three.
He surrounded himself with really good people, though. As you mentioned earlier, they play much better on defense now than they did at any time under Brett Bielema. And whether he's going to be there or not, after 3 years, all that'll play out. But one thing you need to remember is Arkansas is one slick spot in the road from being a consistent winner in the Southeastern Conference under Bobby Petrino. They were 10-3. 11-2 in his last 2 years. They were ranked in the preseason top 10. And, of course, we all know about his motorcycle ride with his mistress, so to speak. And then Arkansas thinks they need to have the John L. Smith experiment. That nosedived. Brett Bielema came in. He was going to rebuild the Hogs in the image of the Big Ten. That was a colossal failure. Understand, this is a proud, proud program. Frank Broyles, Lou Holtz, Ken Hatfield, and Houston Nutt, where are you? Arkansas needs to get that type of guy back in there that will fit that program. We will see if Chad Morris is that guy. All right, it's time to talk about the Red River rivalry. No. We're not going to be politically correct. We're going back to the
shootout.
Old school. The Red River shootout back when we had Daryl Royal and Chuck Fairbanks, Fred Akers, Barry Switzer, all those great coaches, David Mack Williams, Gary Gibbs on the sideline there in the Cotton Bowl. Not a better rivalry in the nation than this one right here. Longhorns coming in at 4-1. They lost their opener, but they've won four straight, climbed their way back up to the number 19 spot. Number 7, Oklahoma, of course, 5-0. The Sooners, they've won six of the last eight in this series. But you have to say that, as with a lot of rivalries, no matter what the talent imbalance is, sometimes that under-talented team finds a way to dig up and fight. So the last five meetings, they have been competitive.
Sure. The last five were all decided by a touchdown or less, and Oklahoma was a big favorite in all five, and Texas covered all five of those games. When I take a look at Oklahoma in this game, they opened only as a seven-point favorite. Now they're up to eight at some spots, but for the last 5 years, the Sooners were favored by two touchdowns or more. The eye test says the Sooners are two touchdowns better than this year's Longhorns teams, but the odds makers, they've made an adjustment.
Listen, forget TCU. I know that after losing four straight to the Horned Frogs, that the Longhorns, that was a big win for them. They celebrated. Sooners, they have a ton of offensive talent. This is the game that Tom Herman needs to win to reestablish the Longhorns right here. This is the game. Now, Oklahoma, offensively, they've always been there. Thing that impresses me about this Sooner team, the defense is better than it's been in a while. They can actually win a game with their play. You know, they stood up again, and I know you look at the numbers that Army put up against this Oklahoma team, but you face the option one time, the true option one time a year, and you can hold them to what Oklahoma did Army. It's a pretty good job. And when they had to have the stop, they came up with the stops.
Yeah, they did. And Oklahoma, they only gained 355 total yards in that Army game. And, of course, they had to, you know, escape in overtime. But to your point, the defense kept them in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, Army was in that game by controlling the clock with their run game. And they've been the only team so far that have been able to keep Oklahoma's offense in check, and that's because they kept them on the sideline. So that's what Texas needs to do here. They don't want to shoot out. They don't want to track meet. They need to keep the Sooners' offense on the sideline. As a couple of numbers we'll look at, as I mentioned before, Texas has covered five straight in the series. The line's been adjusted down, but all five meetings went over the total. I think we might see that trend bucked this year. I think this one might be a little more lower scoring.
Yeah, and let's not forget, everyone looks at the Army game, the Oklahoma Army game, and says, yes, it was overtime, and of course it was overtime, and the defense made the stop at the end of overtime to secure the win. But let's not forget, back in regulation, the defense made the huge stop and gave the offense excellent field position, and they missed a very makeable field goal that could have won the game at the end of regulation.
Yeah, and look, Oklahoma was a 30-point favorite in that mm-hmm. game. You know, Army's better than the public thinks, so the odds makers had to have the line really high there. But Oklahoma, people said, oh, they're a 30-point favorite. They had to win in overtime. Well, that happens. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Ole Miss beating Alabama, and I believe it was 14-15. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they beat Alabama 2 years in a row, and Alabama had the better team, but Ole Miss had their number. So, look, it's hard to go undefeated. I don't care what conference you're in. It's hard to go unbeaten throughout a whole season.
On the Red River Shootout, on our website, GameDaySportsRadio.com, and the Facebook page, Game Day Sports Radio, we've got a great video posted about the tunnel experience at the Cotton Bowl in the Red River rivalry. And if you're a college football fan and you've never really seen behind the scenes, watch this video. It's about a 7 or 8 minute video, and it is, and it's a few years old. It wasn't made last week or anything, but it's actually made back when Mack Brown was still the head football coach at Texas. But it is a very, very informative video, and if you're a true college football fan and you like the Red River Shootout, you will love this video. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for the next segment of Inside the Numbers, right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com.